Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Evening subjects of the Empire, you are listening to Live from Zarloth at your number one resource for breaking news. I'm Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos.
That it is. But we have to address the elephantarius in the room, if we're being completely honest with you. We appreciate that you did follow through on the survey thing. We did ask. That is something we asked for.
Wish we hadn't done that.
Wish we hadn't, because we learned that apparently the survey allows you to have negative votes, anti-votes, as it were, and both of us received hundreds of anti-votes.
768 for Herc.
Yes, but mine was...
negative.
282, I believe. Negative 282. And
mine was much worse.
Yeah. They are not digging you these days, Herc. But
what's wrong with old Herc? Send me an email and let me know what's wrong with Herc. Thank you.
That said, Herc's salary was adjusted accordingly to compensate for the survey results, as was mine. And frankly, I wasn't exactly getting a dynamite paycheck as it is, so...
I have to pay Life from Zarloth to be here right now, so if you want to help me out, I am bleeding credits.
And I can afford about 2 loaves of bread per week right now, so thank you for the survey. All that to say, however, we had to get intuitive, ingenuitive.
That means be smart.
That's right. And the way we figured this out is, well, there's all manner of brilliant corporations here on Zarloth and across the cosmos, so why not get a little brand deal? Because we need to get paid, and that is why I am so pleased to announce our first corporate sponsor.
Yay!
Bring him on in!
Yeah, come on
Open
in
Open the
here.
Door for him, Tomlin.
Here's the door. Get him, Tomlin.
Well, hello there, gents.
Hey!
Hello.
Hello. Good to see you.
It's good to, it's good to see you. You feeling okay? Just clearing the throat. You're
yes,
all right.
Yes, no, yes, very good. My name is Leonibar Okreon. I'm the creator and CEO of Souply Soups.
Souply Soups.
Souply Soups. We specialize in soups, actually.
So, interesting. I wouldn't have picked that up from the name.
And not to brag, but I'm a bit of an expert in the soup area myself.
Well, see, that's very interesting that you bring that up, because I am very familiar with who you are, because this is my favorite show.
Oh, flattery.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Are you
now,
saying
I did like it much more previously when there were other hosts. But
rest in peace,
you gentlemen. Him. Yes, rest in peace,
rest
indeed.
In peace.
You gentlemen are growing on me, though.
That's
In my case, that is part of my life cycle. I do begin to create spores on other species that makes me live eternally.
Ron, what the hell are you talking about?
No, this
you
is a true thing.
That's
I decay, but I eventually recreate as a spore on other species. So I may actually be growing on you. This is a real thing. We'll talk about this later. It's great. I might be growing on you.
That's really weird.
So as a corporate sponsor, I thought it would be interesting to come here and tell you about our line of products. And there's one that I'm particularly excited about that I do believe.
All right.
I do believe that one of you... is going to be very interested in.
But Ron, you're going to be so interested in his soup.
Oh, I'm always interested in
soup. I don't want to give it away.
Oh.
It's not Ron.
It's
not Ron.
It's not.
Well,
it's not Ron.
Tomlin. Tomlin, Ron. Do you like soup?
Actually, Tomlin really does like soup.
You're familiar with Tomlin.
You know Tomlin.
Well, when you guys were doing your chat before.
Yeah, that's what we,
Tomlin and I having a bit of a chat.
Yes.
He knows exactly what's going on here today.
That's good. I feel like I'm going to accidentally mimic your action at some point, and I want that I'm just going to put it out there right now. That might happen, and I don't want you to be offended. Because I like soup as much as the next guy, and I will be soup.
I would never be offended.
There's nothing as contagious as a tycoon.
It's flattery, honestly. If you start sounding like me, you're going to make me think that I'm as popular as that gentleman from the documentary you're always talking about.
Coop. Oh, I love Coop. We haven't talked about Coop in a while.
So I
can ramble on about Coop.
I was going
you
to
wanna
say...
You want to hear something?
Yes.
You
want to
hear something about Coop? Coop drives an old Ford pickup truck into a bunch of corn.
Is that like an Earth vehicle?
It's like built Ford Tough.
Yeah, Starship,
I have an XT3000K.
Whoa.
Oh, the money's been good. Give me the name one more time. I'm so sorry.
XT3000K. Yes.
Beautiful machine.
I've seen maybe two of those in my entire lifetime of 10 years.
And the amount of corn you could knock over.
It's a lot. Way more than Coop. Yeah. You got like 2,000 stocks.
Now, corn is something I do know a bit about.
Is it in the soup?
Yes, we do have corn chowder. Now, I do want to take you through exactly what it is that my planet is about, because, of course, I am a soupling from the planet Souply. Do you know about the planet Souply?
I thought it was just a myth.
It's not a myth.
You're saying there's a whole planet.
Planet of soup. Now, listen. Listen. On Earth, so I've been told, I have these things called hot springs.
Yes,
will go on vacation to soak in lime hot water.
At least turn it into tea. Like, you got the facility.
Right, that would be a great idea. Souply, very strange, natural soup quells.
Oh.
That sounds like my... afterlife.
We don't even have to make the recipes for most of our products. They come out of the ground. This is about as rare as decency. The fact that this exists is incredible in the universe.
Can you give us some of the tasty... Not recipes, you said you don't even have to...
Well, we do make some recipes. Because we are trying to branch out into the rest of the universe.
Oh, that's good, yeah. That's
but let me give you some of the ones that are naturally occurring on our planet.
Please.
Right? We've got, of course, the famous Bleako soup.
Bleako soup?
You've all had that.
Oh, I like Bleako.
The Earthlings would equate it to sort of a lobster bisque.
Send us an email if you like lobster bisque, because you might like Bleako.
All right, I'm just going to read them off here. We got Kickatoo, Vipo, Tealik, Ike, Tomato, French Onion. Of course, this is related to the famous Earth delicacy, French Fries.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Which we all know about.
Yeah, we know about those. Yes. They're making their way out here.
Then there's, of course, the Kepa Kepa Ra 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 soup.
Kepa Kepa Ra Ra Ra.
A cousin to the famous Kappa Kappa Jabba Jabba Yabba Yabba soup.
Yes, that sounds very familiar.
Beef stew and dodo bird.
Dodo bird. That's right. Yeah. For Earthlings who may not know, dodo birds are extremely common in the rest of the cosmos, and you all just... I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You messed up. I don't know... Don't know how you did it, but
actually,
they are...
Actually, there's a lot of things that Earth has messed up on.
They breed like rabbits.
The number of species that have been on Earth that are no more, that we have plentiful in the rest of the universe, is astounding.
I'll be completely honest. I don't know how you did it. I could try.
How'd you do it?
Day and night to try and eliminate a stack of dodo birds from my home. It would take me maybe a lifetime.
Send us an email if you want us to take out a stack of dodo birds. We couldn't extinct them if we tried. Anyway, I'm really enjoying the soup talk.
He's a big soup guy. Honestly, this is a brand deal made in heaven.
I'm literally going to be a big soup guy.
Well, yeah. So that's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I have placed here in front of you, we'll just remove this cloth.
Oh, steamy.
Yeah, that's got some nice...
I have here two bowls of soup. They both... our Glorbon soup. Now, I understand that what we have here is a bit of a conundrum, because, as you know, according to your family history that when someone turns into soup, it is required by law that 50% of the body is consumed by family members.
That's the rule.
So this is very difficult to come by. Did you know that one can of Glorborn soup costs 10,000 credits? This is a rich man's soup.
Because it's like selling a kidney. How did you get this much Glorborn soup?
This smells incredible.
People donate it to us the way people donate bodies to science.
Or a soup donor.
That is more all right with me than I think any other explanation. Tax break? Are you saying that my hypothetical family, which no longer will exist because the plate of Mormon wiener sausages left me for microwave, you're saying that if that theoretical family I might have, if I had died, they could have gotten a tax break by giving me to soup science?
Not all of you.
Half of you.
See,
there it was. I started to do your accent for a second.
Contagious.
Just for a second.
You know what? I've ignored something for weeks, and I'll finally bite. How are you going to make kids with a plate of Mormon wiener sausages? I'll bite. Fine. How?
Kids listen
Good
to
question.
Our show?
Well.
So, what we have here is I'm trying to meet the rest of the universe in the middle. We have one bowl of real Glorborn soup. We have one bowl of synthetic Glorborn soup.
Okay.
Now, hold wait, on. Wait, I know this is controversial.
I'll let you finish, but what the
hell? I do want you to know that Tomlin has tasted both of these, and Tomlin said it tastes just like the real thing. Did you know that Tomlin has had Glorborn soup on more than one occasion? In fact, it's his every Christmas family meal for him.
And he didn't share with me.
He didn't want you to know how rich he was.
Tomlin, are you... Just one second. Tomlin, do you have Glorborn soup in the break room right now? He's shaking his head yes.
Unbelievable.
It's been here. My people are in the building. I thought I was the only one.
I thought I was going to be waiting another 4 years before getting a taste.
But here's the thing.
Nobody's
going to
taste better than me.
You get to try it today.
Excellent.
Wait, don't jump on it.
Yeah, let's have some respect.
The bottom of the bowls are labeled. You both have to guess which is the real one and which is the fake one.
You see, I'm a little torn up because usually if a Glorbonian consumes another Glorbonian, it's going to be one of their family members. I'm a little... I don't know who this is, and I'm a little...
At least four times. I know for a fact that all four of your grandparents are dead.
How do you know that?
Because Glorbonians only live to 15. You are 10, and I've met your parents.
Yeah, you got me. That's true. I just wanted to test my soup feed.
In fact...
On the other
side... Your father... Signed a contract... For half your grandfather.
You met my father, who left me when I was a little Glorbonian, and he signed a contract? Tell me more about this contract, please.
And while you do this, I'm going to blow bubbles in this soup.
It's a great pastime. There is nothing I'm holding against you right now. That's going to be some delicious bubbles.
I will admit, maybe this man was a grifter and he wasn't really your father, because I did not know your father left you. But he did tell me, and perhaps he wanted the fame of the great Hercules.
That's me.
He did say he was your father.
And you know what? My father was a tenacious grifter, so it probably is him. He spat me out of his mouth, and he wanted nothing to do with me after that. And he goes and signs a contract with the biggest soup company this side of space.
Well, only for half your grandfather.
How does she look? How?
Your father, your grandfather. This is your grandfather.
Yeah, my grandfather.
I can tell you how your grandfather looks.
Oh!
He looks delicious, is what he looks.
If it's my grandfather...
Is that the synthetic one? You don't know.
I'm going to get into
one of these.
Discuss amongst yourselves. I'm getting into this.
My grandfather probably tastes delicious. He lived a long, full 15-year life. How is that, Ron? How is it?
That is so incredibly good. There's simply
no way. I'm
going to
take a little bit of a spoon here.
Take a bit of a spoon.
There's simply no way That can be synthetic. That has to be what I've been chasing.
I feel like I
need to be the final word because I've had some Gourmand Choux before. I ate both my grandmother's.
I'm not even going to unpack that.
Did you just try the other one, or are you still trying?
I did try the other one, and here's the thing. Here's what's throwing me.
Please tell me.
Incredibly similar taste. They have different memories.
Tell me about the memories, Ron.
Right. So when I taste this, I see a man by a river.
The one on the right or the one on the left?
The one on the left
is what you're describing.
Yes, there's the blue label underneath. I can't tell what it says, but okay. There is a blue label blue underneath. Left. This one,
both
I'm getting...
the labels are blue. It was just some painter's tape.
Oh, what? Painter's tape is just the left one.
I see. The lefty. Well, the lefty, I see an older Glorbanian by the river. He is beating a child.
That child might have been either me or my father.
Is that reading granddad?
That's reading granddad.
All right. And the other one is mostly knitting with some weird stuff that I don't really want to talk about mixed in.
Kind of seems like maybe the right one is the synthetic then.
Well, here's the thing, though. That also feels like an incredibly grounded memory. Knitting? How do you fake knitting? Memory of knitting.
Do you want to know what my grandfather's hobbies were?
Other than beating children by a river?
That was number one.
Right. What were his dual passions?
My grandfather's other passion was scratching his balls.
A man of
his tentacle balls.
Talent.
Yeah.
Oh.
He enjoyed the sport.
You see how there was a misdirect based on last week's episode?
I have no idea what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Breaking news! At some point, I had to get around to it. You know how it is. I can't forsake my two bread salary that I'm on right now.
Because of our news show.
We'll fix that here in a bit.
Oh. Ooh.
The two bread salary.
Ooh. Two bread salary.
I love
a big deal coming up.
The soup is really just that good. It is simply delicious. If I keep hyping it up, do I get paid more?
Depends on how many sales we have on Earth.
That's true. Right. It's kind of a, not a commission, but there's some give and take there, I think. Yeah.
I'd marry the soup if I could.
Oh, listen to that, Earthlings.
Sounds great to me.
Soup, souply.
And I might find a way. Our breaking news! Box office records are being smashed across the cosmos by the little movie that could. Jumanji Gigi is a film about a board game that gets sucked into a middle-class family. The game has to overcome various challenges to find their escape, including navigating a divorce, the loss of a family pet, and puberty. Now, Mr. Tycoon, forgive me, I forgot your name after I saw how much you were going to pay me for this, but...
Okreon.
Okreon, Mr. Okreon, have you had the chance to see it? I don't want to spoil anything.
No, but I do remember... my own puberty.
Your puberty?
Yeah, about 900 years ago.
900?
You also are very old, are you not?
I have aged significantly, yes.
You must be more than 600 years old if I remember stories I've heard you tell.
It's been a while since the tube for you, yeah.
It's 750.
Well, but you talked about the integration of your people into Zarloff.
Which was 600 years ago, yes. So it was,
right.
I'm about...
I do remember that episode, so...
750. 50, I believe, is about where I'm at.
Yeah. This is what happens when you listen to every episode.
You and I are sitting here with a baby.
With a child. An infant.
A baby.
I have never denied.
An absolute baby.
I have never denied.
You're a tiny little baby.
Little baby boy.
I've never denied what a tiny little baby I am.
You know what? I didn't realize until I was in the presence of another fully grown creature that I am not an anchor. I am a babysitter. I'm over here thinking I'm doing the news. I'm giving out free childcare.
Can we get a bit of perspective here? You are 600 years old in the life of a
woman. That's not what I said. 750.
750. I'm listening.
Children don't listen.
Careful the things you say. Children might listen.
Children might listen. Careful the things you do. Children will see.
Is that the...
Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah, Ron is a big musical theater buff. Anyway, context. The context that we are missing. Ron is 750 out of the life of Gomodian, who will live to maybe a solid 1,400 years.
Yeah.
I am a Gomodian who is 10 years old, who will live to 15. If we want to approximate our ages in the life cycle of a Gomodian, that would make me... about 300-400 years older than Ron Spackman.
So we're going to give you the dog years treatment?
Ron Spackman is a baby. Everybody just need to know. It with me.
No, he's not a baby.
Oh,
I need
my
to
God.
Know. Do you
Help
experience
me
time differently? Does time move slowly to make you feel like you're living a full life?
I'm a vigilante. I am a news anchor. I've dated 30 wiener sausages. I feel like my life is full as hell.
I mean, I probably shouldn't say this right now, Ron, but honestly, if we just wait about 5 years, you can get all the money.
You know, I can make it till then.
What's I think we could actually make soup out of him.
Well, that's what I was actually going to ask about next. Would you be able to season? Because whatever this is, I honestly, half the joy is the taste.
I have loving family who yes. would very much like to eat every bit of me.
Well, maybe
except
I'll
for
give
the
them
small bit that I've promised to Ron.
Well, maybe I'll give them a little taste. Here's the thing. It's contractual that I get most of him. And obviously, the delicious gland is still marinating. He's still fermenting.
Yeah. But those thighs were the hardest thing to imitate.
I imagine. And you did it so
that's the taste gland. How the hell did you manage that?
No. Either way, I think half the joy is going to be the taste. The other half is going to be the memories. I want to see life through his eyes as I drink him as a soup.
You're going to see some dark stuff. Sexually, vigilantly, just being inside my head for a day, I think would crack Ron Speckman right down the middle.
Well, here's a question then, if I may be
yes,
so
go
bold.
For it.
Since we have this arrangement, you and I and us, and it seems like it'll delay another 5 years or so, which sounds great to me. Is there a way I could get a synthetic Herc Dercules soup, just a sample, just as a little appetizer in advance? Is this possible? It's a big ask, I know. It's a huge ask.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
And with that, let's get some breaking news. In current events, the Zarlafian High Council is pushing to make the wider galaxy a more inclusive and hospitable place for all of us. As part of the new and aptly named Friendly Galaxy Initiative, the Council is taking polls from our citizens across the cosmos to rename historically problematic planets in an effort to give these worlds a new start, so to speak.
Lovely.
After several weeks of rebellious acts headed by celebrities like that little twink, Timothy Chalamet, the planet Earth is the top trending planet in the polls. Currently, the top voted names to replace Earth are as such: Toilet World, Smork, and the planet with light fixtures that look like titties. Over to you, Ron and Soup Guy.
I do like Smork.
Smork has a certain cadence to it.
It's second place, but I think it can go all the way.
When I'm passing by and I see the green and the blue, I think, Smork?
Smork?
Makes sense.
Short, tickles the brain. Mm. It is simple. Like, Earth is like, Earth.
Yeah. It doesn't feel natural. If you made me name it, what comes to mind when I drive past? Other than Smork.
Not Smork. What
obviously,
is it?
To put it a little closer to home, I drive past, I see the edge of Florida, my heart goes, I should name that planet. Why? You promised me good. You promised good things and you took them away.
It's because of the trains.
Yeah.
You know what I think?
The old Okefenokee.
The Okefenokee swamp. Mm. You know what I think when I pass Earth? I think, look at that ball. Look at that. Look at that ball down there.
He's
look,
got no imagination.
People on the ball.
Is it because his father didn't
Coop
love
lives
him?
There and he's driving through corn on the ball. I'm going to put that as an entry on the poll. Everything I just said.
I think his father... Here's the thing.
Let's not talk about my dad. My dad!
Glorbonians, right? They've got this thing where it's like, yes, you get spewed out of a parent, some orifice or whatever, right?
My dad's mouth. Let's be specific.
Okay, in his case. And not only do you as an individual come out of the mouth, but over the next 3 or 4 days, you get certain personality traits in the form of a food. So it might be a zucchini that comes out of his father the next day, and that helps him develop a sense of confidence, or maybe athleticism. In his case, his father dipped immediately, so he got nothing.
That's why I'm so little. I'm only a few inches shorter than, like, the average Glorbonian, but, little.
Honestly, your 3 feet would only yield about 14 gallons of soup.
But wouldn't they just be the best 14 gallons you've ever tasted with all my daddy
yes,
issues
but
mixed
think
in there?
Think about one of those 9-foot-tall Globonians.
I mean, they're... I don't know about...
That's 50 gallons of soup.
They're not all that. They're amazing. Honestly, I think maybe they taste worse because the gland is having to do more work. It's spread thin across a...
No, the gland is huge, Herc. What are you talking about?
It's big,
this sounds
but,
incredible.
But
50 gallons?
Imagine the whole gland inside me versus the 9-foot Globonians. It's concentrated in me. It's been going round and round a smaller circuit. I'm making a lot of scientific sense, I think.
I'm sure you are. Here's the thing, though. What I'm realizing now is my chief motivation, as I'm basically being paid pennies to work alongside a creature I babysit, now that I see, if I were to host my own program
I must say, I did not come here in order to cause any trouble.
Of course.
Between the two of you. The show is great with the two of you.
The soup is getting in between us, and I'm ashamed.
It's possibly my fault. I did not mean for any of this to happen.
No,
you're fine. No. Honestly, you've been delightful.
I wanted you to taste the soup, and
this still haven't tasted it.
It's right here. I didn't drink all of it.
I'm not going to say I feel uncomfortable, but I think I did this to myself.
No. This was us. I slipped up here. I sometimes tend to get aggressive. It's a fault of mine. I do have a question purely for you. And when you see Earth, when you pass by and you see that little planet, what would you call it, Mr. Ocreon? Yes?
Ocreon.
You were really close, though.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. He's bad with names,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's terrible.
How about you and I have a little conversation?
Let's have a chat. Yeah.
You know how Ron thinks that he can say anything?
Oh, he
always
really
gets it wrong.
He's milking it, too.
Absolutely.
He thinks he's got
always
it
wrong.
Down. Yep. No, I know exactly. He's
absolutely cocky.
It was the time he went...
And he likes to talk about how he has so many eyeballs because he had carrots in his tubes.
That's right. Carrots in the tubes. He talks about his big old house. So many rooms. I don't care.
Do you know, most Gomodians actually have 10 eyes.
Yeah, I've heard that. He's making fun of me for being 3 feet tall.
He has less eyes.
You got half the eyes. I mean, he has half the eyes. He can't hear us. We're whispering.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, hey, Ron. Yeah, he doesn't know. You don't know. We weren't talking about anything too serious.
The Blue Planet. We were talking about the Blue Planet.
About names, yeah. What were you going to
call it? Lame soup, because they're soup.
They got what? Campbell's?
It's terrible.
Nobody likes Campbell's. It's too chunky.
You know what they do have, though, is someone very close and near to
there it is. There it is. It's just what we were talking about.
Nerby-derby-der.
That's what you sound like.
Yes, I... If I can be completely honest, this feels like a very safe space right now. Can I be vulnerable with you guys? You seem trustworthy.
Please, everyone's listening.
Yeah. I have ragged on Herc very often. I was talking with my therapist. They recommend I do this.
To rag on me?
Well, yes, that as well. But also to be vulnerable with maybe why I do so.
Sure, yeah.
Obviously, it takes two creatures to create something for the tube. And, my father dipped the moment I went into the tube as well. It would have been...
Ron.
Well, just many, many, many moons ago. But,
we never talked about this. Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
I guess what I learned from it, my big takeaway from it, is that you may not have a dad. You know, you may not have a father figure to steer you in the way, but you might end up encountering delicious soups that are worth eating anywhere in the cosmos, no matter what. Delicious soup.
Can I try the soup now? I think...
By all means.
I think this is a big...
Absolutely. Okay. I need to know what you think.
It's delicious.
All right, here. Have this one first.
Here's the one on the left that Ron said had the beating the child
that
memories.
Was the beating the child by the river.
I'm seeing it. I'm seeing Granddaddy. I'm seeing... Yeah, no, that's pretty good. I should try the other. I'm pretty sure that first one is probably the real one, but let me try the other one.
Let's get you a new straw. You didn't have to eat the straw with the first one.
Yeah,
huh?
That's right. It just went right up the gullet.
Just
I didn't even
right
mean
in
to.
There.
It's gonna come out later. It's not gonna feel so good. Okay, here's the one on the right.
That is the most diabolical, sinful,
piece of crap that I have ever come across. And I have had interactions with Marriage Obama, and I have spewed out of my father's mouth, and that I'm telling you right now, you cannot shell this synthetic soup. It does terrible, terrible things.
The knitting one?
You didn't see what I saw, Ron. It wasn't just knitting.
I need to ask you.
Please.
Did the soup taste good?
It tasted incredible.
See, that's the thing. That's actually the real soup. So,
unbelievable.
You're telling me that the one that just made me tweak out so hard is the real one, and the other one... I was seeing visions of myself being beaten. Is that a side effect of the synthetic soup?
And where can I buy that one?
The knitting one is, in fact, your grandfather, because I don't know if you know this, but your grandfather was a closeted homosexual.
Hmm. So is that just me being in his head was really throwing me for a loop, just seeing as I'm a heterosexual Glorbanian?
You never knew.
He never told me.
Well, no, it was closeted.
Yeah. He made a couple generations of it. It's kind of remarkable that I exist.
He's a deeply closeted Glorbanian.
A lot of people cover their homosexuality through false marriages.
And doors.
That's fair. Glorbanians are famously highly homophobic. Not
me. As for the other soup.
Not me, but other Glorbanians.
Mm. The other soup you tasted, you also said was incredible.
Yeah.
And you thought it was your grandfather. So
yeah, I really thought. Go ahead, shell that crap out.
Absolutely.
That, yeah.
I think it's wrong. No.
Make sure you don't turn over those bowls when I leave.
Yeah, we can make that happen for sure. I think it's no small coincidence as well that anytime there's a famous, like, Glorbanian family reunion, Grindr goes down. Oh, hold on. A little treat from lunch that I forgot.
Yeah, please, let's skip past that last statement.
I had something from a little bit of takeout from Earth using Uber Eats,
What you got?
I'm for sale. You can sponsor me. I don't care who you are. You could kill kids. I'll take the money.
But
Did an alien fly that out to you, or did you go to Earth?
They did. The emissions must have been horrible.
He probably won't go back to Earth for a while. He's burned.
Oh. You have a deep appreciation of the arts and music. Lucky number 7, 14, 25, 29, 32, and 37.
Can I see that?
Yes.
That's real.
It's true.
Can I see that?
By all means. I feel comfortable.
That's real.
It's real.
This has been Live from Zarloff. I am Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And this has been our special guest...
Lonabar Ocreon. Tomlin, come finish this soup.
Oh, yeah, you come have a bite.
Get you a little something.
Yeah, Tomlin, you deserve it, even though you probably have a whole Tupperware in the fridge. This has been a wonderful episode of Live from Zarloff, and you know what? We're gonna see you next time, baby girl.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest Ian Lalum as Lonabar Ocreon. Art design by Bernadette Schwebel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Now, I do want to take you through exactly what it is that my planet is about, because of course, I am...
Good start. Good start.
I didn't want to mess this up.
You're good.
I was like, I need to get this run at it. You're good.
Okay.